Welcome to Living in Hi-Fi. This is Steve.
And this is Flissy. This is a podcast about records. Today's album is The Fiddling Viking by Sven Asmussen and His Dancing Strings. This is a release on Columbia Records. The catalog number is CL1175 and is from 1958. According to the notes on our personal copy, this album was originally acquired by whoever first had it on August 6th, 1959.
So we were going through our records and trying to reorganize them a little bit. They had gotten sort of out of control, a little bit disorganized, and we were talking about how we wanted to organize them. And so we were pulling them out and rearranging them. And this is one of the records that we came across while we were reorganizing that really kind of struck us. And it's what inspired us to start this podcast. So do you want to tell us a little bit about this record?
Yeah, I think the thing that struck us about this album is, for one, it has called the Fiddling Viking in these big block letters, and there's this guy with this like slightly mischievous grin on his face. He's got a little bit of like handlebar mustache and goatee, and so it's just like this very whimsical and eye-catching cover.
And I don't think either of us remember where this record came from. I suspect that I picked it up somewhere because I tend to like to buy, you know, strange kind of one-off or kind of just interesting records. And I think The Fiddling Viking is definitely something that seemed interesting.
Yeah, and I don't remember where this came from either, but I can definitely see, I can see either one of us flipping through the crate somewhere and seeing this album and just being curious about it and curious enough just to take it home. Okay, so in addition to having this sort of whimsical cover on the front, it has, as many LPs do, this kind of exposition on the back, I guess I would say. And so at the end of this record sleeve, he says, other American jazz greats whom Sven admires include Louis Armstrong and Duke Ellington. In connection with the Duke, he relates that the great man once played piano at a party in Copenhagen. Settling down to hear a solid and rocking blues in typical Ellington fashion, all who listened were fascinated. Sven rushed out for his fiddle, in the car downstairs, and rejoined the assembly, taking up a position behind the famous American composer-pianist. Soon the strains of Asmussen fiddle could be heard adding suitable embellishments to this Ellington improvisation. The session went on without interruption for over an hour. At the end of it, the Duke turned round to discover his unseen partner with the remark, "Man, you sure play a lot of fiddle."
So that's a very interesting story. One, because during someone else's performance, he just would decide to join in. And two, because, "Man, you sure play a lot of fiddle." I'm not sure whether that is a compliment or not.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I think reading this album, we were very curious to listen to it because, you know,
it was like, is that good? Like, I don't know. Lot of fiddle, is that good? I don't know.
And that's like the most, you know, promising or whatever quote that they can put on the album sleeve, you know?
Yeah.
So we quickly put the album on and, well, let's see what the first track that we've selected sounds like.
All right, let's check it out.
Thank you. Okay, so that was Passing By. What do you think?
I really love that piece, and it stood out to me just because it's so pretty. It follows on side one, the Exotica Classic, Taboo, followed by the Continental, and those are both like pretty lively songs, and then it slides into this like really kind of almost melodramatic, very pretty, little bit schmaltzy maybe piece. And what I really liked most about that piece was the phrasing of it. It was just a little bit of syncopation, and it was like so tender and gentle. I really liked that one. What did you think about that one?
Yeah, it seems to me like the kind of thing that you could have on as background music at sort of a formal dinner party or something, something pleasant.
Yeah. Come on over for dinner, people, and you can listen to the Fiddling Viking with us. We'll serve you something fancy from, like, I don't know, some ambrosia salad.
So, yeah, I mean, I really like the orchestration. I mean, he's got, I guess, his dancing strings in the background,
providing
suitable embellishment. But, yeah, I mean, it's really a product of its time, but still beautiful and enjoyable today.
Totally.
So you, after listening to this album, you did a little bit of research into Sven's history. What did you find out?
So this is totally fascinating. So Sven was born February 28th, 1916 in Copenhagen, Denmark. His first influence was Joe Venuti, who is kind of a pioneering violinist in hot jazz. And Joe Venuti's main deal that he is recognized for is that he had this process of disassembling the violin bow and then kind of sandwiching it in around the strings of the violin, and so that all four of the strings could be played at once to make kind of a chord while he was playing. And then later influence on Sven was Stuff Smith. And the thing that Stuff Smith brought into the playing of the violin was he was incorporating the same phrasing that horn players and vocalists use, so that he would incorporate kind of a breath pause sort of thing into the playing of the violin. Even though you don't use your breath to play a violin, he kind of incorporated that feeling into the playing. And I think you can really hear that in the phrasing in Passing By that we just heard. So he has these sort of jazz influences going on. He, in the 1930s, played with touring artists in Denmark. So when there were American, other European violinists, other European bands that would come through, he would play with, you know, whoever was coming through Denmark. And then he had a nightclub in Denmark. And in World War II, he was arrested by the Nazis at the nightclub that he owned. He was held in prison in Berlin, and eventually he was released 6 months later, kind of as mysteriously as he was taken in. During World War II, the Nazis really hated American music. They hated the influence of American music on what was going on in Germany. And so that's kind of all I could find out about his arrest. And then through 1958 to 1961, he was a part of this group called the Swedanes. And if you go to the show notes on our website, you can see a video of the Swedanes. They're so funny. It's like a little funny sort of vocal pop novelty trio. They did all kinds of kind of silly novelty songs. And he has been making music for ever since. So he's had a pretty lively career over six decades. He's been made TV appearances. He's recorded with all sorts of people, including, as we found out, on the Back of the Sleeve with Duke Ellington. He recorded with Stefan Grappelli. So, I learned so much. It was cool. I had no idea that, you know, this would lead me down this rabbit hole of learning so much about this guy.
And he's still alive and about to turn 100, I guess, on February 28th this
year.
Yes.
Yeah, so around. That's awesome. Happy birthday, Sven.
So as we found out, he in fact, I guess Duke Ellington really did find his playing to be, you know, of a suitable embellishment or whatever, because he did invite him to play with him later.
Yeah, he, Sven appeared on a recording with Duke Ellington in 1963, where he also played along with Stefan Grappelli.
So let's listen to another clip. The one that I picked out to listen to is called The Danish Rhapsody. Let's take a listen. Okay, so what did you think of that piece?
I think it's so cute. It's so jaunty. To me, it sounds like one of those Disney silly symphony songs where it would be set to some cartoon.
Yeah, I could definitely see that piece being the background music to some ride, like, you know, maybe not The Small World, but something in that vein where, you know, you're sitting in a car in, you know, like one of those dark rides, I guess. But I liked it because it was a little bit more lively, and I think it, you know, it shows some of his capabilities, and, you know, it did remind me a little bit of Stefan Grappelli, and, you know, I think it puts him up there in the same, you know, as, you know, a jazz violinist not to be missed.
I totally agree, and I think your pick was definitely a little bit more indicative of the general feel of this album than mine. It's a little bit whimsical, and there's some kind of funny little sound effects and the plucking of the violin chorus. The whole album, I think, has this sort of cheerful, playful feel that is sort of promised by the whimsical album cover.
And I think that gives you a little bit of an idea, sort of feel of what it sounds like if you take a look at the Swedanes link in our show notes. I guess maybe his personality in general or where he's coming from and playing with this. And so it is, I feel like he is a little bit whimsical and lively.
So overall, what do you think about this album?
I liked it a lot. I mean, I think it's something that I would listen to. You know, like I said, I think it makes good background music, but, you know, it's something that I might put on to listen to if it's, you know, in the evening or something that I want to relax to or, you know, just have fun.
Absolutely. And one thing I meant to mention when we were talking about the cover art of the album, when we pulled it out to play this evening to do the recording of this podcast, we noticed that this is a demo album, and so it makes me really curious about the origin of this particular copy that we have. It's dated on the back, August 6th, 1959, and on the inside, we pulled out the album. It's a demo. So I'm wondering, you know, this is about the same time that the Swedanes did a brief tour in the U.S. They made some TV appearances, so I'm wondering if, you know, this album was part of some promotional thing when the Swedanes were in the U.S., or you know where it came from, where it could have been played on the radio when it was released.
Yeah, and I mean, definitely our copy is, I feel like it's in very good condition, has very little surface noise. you know, a little bit here and there, but overall, it, you know, it, the sleeve is in great shape, the record itself is in great shape, and feel like it was a really great find.
I know. It's like, you guys, you don't even know what kind of album you were looking over here. It's a good one.
So, if you'd like to learn a little bit more about Sven, you can visit our show notes at our website, livinginhifi.com/episode/1. And we have links in there to the album so that you can stream it, or, you know, some video of the Swedanes and some more information about Joe Venuti and Stuff Smith. You can also find us on social media at Twitter, at Living in Hi-Fi, or you can send us an email at feedback@livinginhifi.com. Thanks for listening, everybody. Hope to have you back and listening to our next episode.
Thanks. Bye-bye.